Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I would like to share an experience I had many years ago. It was a Saturday before Labor Day in 2010. Myself, my wife, and oldest son were traveling down I-75 toward Atlanta to visit my youngest son and his wife. It was a beautiful day, and we were all looking forward to having a pleasant family visit. As we were driving down the interstate, I began to pass an 18-wheeler. Just as my back bumper was alongside the front bumper of the transfer truck, our bumpers touched somehow. This caused me to spin out of control, hitting a parked car on the emergency lane and then flipping over the guardrail. Our pickup truck tumbled down the embankment at least 8 to 9 times, according to the Georgia State Patrol. It all happened in seconds, but it seemed like much longer. It all seemed to be in slow motion. I felt like we were in a clothes dryer, flipping over and over and over. While tumbling, I vividly but calmly thought to myself, "Well, I guess this is the way it all ends," thinking we were all going to die. But the truck finally came to rest on its side at the bottom of a deep embankment around 20 to 25 yards from the highway. But friends, praise God, none of us were seriously injured. Now, we were all taken by ambulance to the local ER, but of course we had bruises, yes, but no broken bones, no head injuries, no internal injuries of any kind. We all, brethren, walked away unscathed. A few days later, an insurance adjuster inspected my truck. Later, he told me that in his 20 years as an insurance adjuster, he had never seen a vehicle so demolished that at least one person was not killed in it. Brethren, friends, I truly believe that God did spare myself, my wife, and my son that day. And I was, and am, of course, still very thankful, incredibly thankful. But I often wonder, why me? Why was my family spared when other people die in car wrecks every single day? The answer is, I don't know. I don't have the answer. But brethren, I do know this. Life is a gift. Life is precious. Life should never be taken for granted. And life should be lived for the glory of God. Let us all remember Psalm 118:14, where it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Amen.